And now, from the Center for Common Sense Counseling, here's Roland Trujillo.
Hello, welcome. My name is Roland. The program is called Shedding Shackles. Today I want to talk about words. Why are we so sensitive to words? Why is it that what people say upsets us and makes us angry and hurts us? Why? And why do we, are we why do we crave words of praise and words of love and words of reassurance? Why is it that we are dependent on words and crave them? I mean, you can't live with them and you can't live without them. We need reassurance. And yet, on the other hand, we are so easily hurt when people say things. Okay? Why is that? Well, it's because you are subject to words. You are a slave of words. You are dependent upon words. Okay? Even if you can't stand words, you know, you still are subject to them through your resentment. That's right. You're subject through your resentment. So, why is that? Well, it's because the human race fell. And whatever you fall to that you become subject. See, it's so clear. We were supposed to be subject to God. Are you subject to God? Are you? Or are you subject to your wife, other people, what they say? Are you a people pleaser? Are you subject to being sensitive to people's criticism? Are you subject to your drugs, your music? Do you have to have your music? Can you live without your music? How about your marijuana, your alcohol, your food? Are you subject to your food? Well, you're obviously not free, whoever you are. I'm just, you know, throwing things out. And I'm not talking to any particular person, just people in general. But people are enslaved by everything. Not to mention their bills and their problems and their issues and their... You become subject to everything except God. Now, isn't that interesting? The one thing that you're not subject to is God in his right way. And so, therefore, you're subject to everything else. Now, do you see why conscience is important? Why what is right is important? You always thought, oh, these are just words. You always thought, oh, talking about honor and fidelity and truth and principle. You thought, well, those were just words. See? And you thought, well, people just use those words. Well, people do just use those words. And a lot of people use those words that don't practice what they preach. But you use that as an excuse, see, in your rebelliousness. You use that as an excuse to then throw out the whole idea of principle and honor, and virtue and fidelity. You threw them out for selfishness, see. You wanted something. You made your own comfort, your own, well, you know, something about yourself. You was too important, more important than principle. And so therefore it was a good excuse to say, well, other people are hypocrites. That was your excuse, see. But now look at yourself and look at all the things that you are a slave of and subject to. How about your emotions, your angers, your judgments, your bitterness, your unhappiness? See? And then your whatever you use to try to take those away, your marijuana and your entertainment. See, you become subject to everything. So you're not subject to God, you're subject to everything else. Okay? Now do you understand why? So, it was a mistake. Well, that was Adam's mistake. But you see, Adam didn't know. See, you almost can't hold it, can't be too hard on old Adam because he didn't know what he was getting into. He had no idea what he was getting into. Now you look around at people and see what they get into, and then look how they become slaves of it all. Got a comment or a question? Here's my email address, sheddingshackles@yahoo.com. That's sheddingshackles@yahoo.com. Hi, this is Roland. I just wanted to say a special hello and welcome and express my gratitude to listeners in beautiful Southland and Inland Empire, San Bernardino, Yucaipa, Redlands, Hemet, Riverside, Palm Springs, Banning, Temecula, Moreno Valley, and all points around there. Thank you all for listening. But life was meant to be happy and joyous, and people were to be free. But everywhere they're enslaved. Well, if you want to find the good life, if you want to find freedom and happiness again, then you're going to have to realize that these virtues and these eternal verities that people talked about when you were a little child, you have to realize that those are indeed very important. And the reason that they're so important is because the more you're subject to, see, if you're subject to them because you want to be, see, this is so easy, it's so simple, and yet it's hard for people to understand. See, in your rebellious state, in your naughty rebellion and selfishness, you view anything that you think will take away your pleasure, your ability to do whatever you darn well please. You view that as being somehow mean and a spoil sport and a wet blanket. But what you have to see is that were you to love principle, well, see, that's the problem for a lot of people. They don't love what's right. They don't love principle. They don't love truth. And so if you're devoid of love of truth, then you become subject to, what does it say? The double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Well, if you don't love truth, then what are you going to be subject to? Now, let's look at it another way. If you really love truth, I mean, if you really, really love truth, then you will want the truth. You will yearn for the truth. See, you'd have a love affair with truth. But what you love is lies. You don't love truth because it's, like I said, you think it's a wet blanket and a spoilsport. So you love lies, whatever makes you feel good, whatever glorifies you, then that you like. And what excuses you and rationalizes what you do and enables you to do whatever you darn well want to do as if you were God. See? Then you like that. So you like lies because the lie in all of its various forms is enticing. It entices you to rebel. So now let's get back to what I began talking about at the very beginning, and I began by saying that people are subject to words, okay, slaves of words. And it's because it was in the scene where the fall occurred, when the human race fell. You remember what it was. Adam was enticed to be ambitious. See, to set aside principle, to set aside what's right, to set aside what he knew was right in his heart. To set that aside for selfish, ambitious purposes so he could be great and glorious. And so that's exactly what he did. And what was the vehicle? It was the words. Where did the enticement come from? See, something had to entice him away from his heavenly estate, where he was close to conscience, close to principle, close to God. Something had to entice him away. And what was it? Well, it was the serpent, but it was through the words spoken by his wife. So words, it was to words that he fell. It was to the lie that he fell, to the words. See, the words were the vehicle. So now whatever entices you away, you become subject to that, not only to that principality, to that intelligence, see, that enticed you away, that will that enticed you away, you become subject to it. But you also become subject to that through which the fall, that which was the vehicle of the fall. So it was words, and it was the excitement, see, the exciting thought of being a big man, okay, through knowledge. So he became subject to words and subject to the principality that enticed him away, and subject to knowledge. See, aren't you subject to knowledge now? Well, you are. And so now you see the fall of the human race. And each one of us, in our own way, we recapitulate that fall in our own life with our own little variations on the theme. And the only question is, will you cry out to your Creator? Will you cry out to Him and say, Lord, I messed up? Well, that's what it all depends upon. Hi, everyone. This is Roland. I just want to take a moment to introduce myself. Well, I've been around 28 years now on the radio. I'm just a man with a microphone. And that's how I help people. That's why I've done this all these years. I just want to help people, okay? Well, I'm a lot closer to 70 than I am to 65, so I'll give you an idea that I've been around for a while, okay? But I understand some basic things, but more importantly, I know how to recover from them. Some basic things that go wrong, like resentment, hostility, and unfinished business, and not finding the purpose of your life, okay? Getting sidetracked, and conforming to other people, and then finding out you missed the boat. So I know how to recover from that kind of stuff. And I know the answer is spiritual. And it has something to do with God, and it has something to do with Christ. See, but here's the thing. Just hearing about religion, hearing about God, hearing about Jesus, is not enough. You have to experience Him in your innermost being. And what's blocking you right now from experiencing Him is undoubtedly resentment and being lost in your thoughts, lost in your daydreams, and lost in your worries and doubts and fears. And so you have to learn how to stand back from those so you can get clear of them, okay? It's like coming up out of being under the ocean, coming up to the surface, and there's the blue sky and the puffy clouds, and you take a wonderful deep breath of fresh air, okay? That's what you need to do to come out of those daydreams that become nightmares. Rise above them and then find reality. The blue sky and the puffy clouds and where the birds are singing. And that's why I've made a little meditation too. I've made a little meditation that has been very, very helpful to some people. It's been very helpful to me. And I think could be just what you need if you really and truly want to get better, okay? And find out the purpose for your existence and find out just where you've been going wrong and what's been blocking you from finding all the good things that life can hold. Welcome, everyone. My name is Roland. The program is called Shedding Shackles. Now, I know that my words are not comforting. Although, you know something, for some people they are comforting. Some people yearn to hear something that's truthful and something that's not phony and something that's not shallow. They yearn for it. They love to hear it, even though it hurts. It's like going to the dentist. You know, you got a tooth that has to be pulled. Well, it hurts to have the tooth pulled, but then you're glad that you had it done. So a lot of people don't mind words of admonishment, okay? But my words of admonishment have a purpose. And the purpose is not to to try to make you do anything, but simply to wake you up. It's like a wake-up call. I was making a video yesterday. You know, I make a lot of videos, little lectures, little talks. They're anywhere from 10 minutes to 20 minutes long by and large, sometimes shorter. And I put them on YouTube and on a couple of other places, but they're quite nice, actually. They're quite nice. Because when you watch them, then you can see the twinkle in my eye. You can see that I'm not angry, and I'm not mean, okay? All I'm trying to do is wake you up a little bit. You know, it's like when you were a kid, when there were other kids around, and pretty soon things got out of hand, and before long you were all acting silly. Maybe you didn't feel comfortable. Things were getting out of hand, and there was foolishness occurring, and you didn't feel comfortable with it, but somehow you got caught up in it somewhat. But then all of a sudden, here comes, let's say, Dad. There's Dad. And Dad takes a look, or the teacher, a nice teacher, not a mean one, but a good teacher. And then he looks and he says, okay, knock it off. Knock it off. Okay? And you were actually glad that the foolishness stopped and order was restored. It's a beautiful thing when order is restored. Okay? But the problem is we humans, we tend to... See, when you don't recognize the good authority, or there is no good authority around, or you don't recognize the good authority, then a lot of times we become attracted to mean authorities that are harsh in their restoring order. You see what I mean? But what you need is for order to be restored with calmness and with patience and with love. It's got to have love in it. So what you need is for order to be restored within your innermost being. That's right, order to be restored within your innermost being. Now, how can this happen? It has to be with the hand of God. People can't do it. No one can do it. It has to be God. And all you have to do is yearn for what is good and what is true, and be willing to know the truth, whatever it is, even if it should be temporarily a little painful. You're not going to the dentist, because you can see that you need order restored in your life, and you really want to be a better mom, dad, or husband, or wife. Okay, you really do. And so you need a little help, and why not a little help from the one who created thee? A little help from your creator. Got a question or a comment? You can call my listener call-in line anytime, 24/7. The number is 510-455-8851. That's 510-455-8851. Hi, this is Roland. I just wanted to say a special hello and welcome and express my gratitude to listeners in beautiful Southland and Inland Empire, San Bernardino, Yucaipa, Redlands, Hemet, Riverside, Palm Springs, Banning, Temecula, Moreno Valley, and all points around there. Thank you all for listening. Yeah, so keep listening in. Check out my many YouTube lectures that I have on wonderful spiritual topics. Send me an email if you'd like to have a little get-together, like a little seminar, you know, 5, 10, 15, 20 people. I'm sure I could find a place there somewhere in Palm Springs or Palm Desert or San Bernardino or Redlands, and we could have a little seminar so I could talk about some of these things and you could share and people could learn something and grow, and it's a lot of fun. I've had them in the past, and they are a lot of fun. People always leave better off than when they came, no question about it. If there was a fall of the human race, and there was, a fall from paradise, a paradise in Adam's innermost being. Paradise because he lived in, when you are, the closer you are to God, the closer you are to God within, then you are you not close to heaven? Are you not close to heaven? And when you are close to heaven, is that not a paradise? It is. And isn't everything orderly and good and sweet and noble in this heavenly estate? It is. Well, that's what you need. And it starts within, in your innermost being. And then order is restored in your innermost being. And then order is restored in your mind. And then order is restored in your body. And then in your life, in your relationships and the activities. But it begins within. So that's what you need. Now, what has happened is that, a lot has happened. See, a lot has gone wrong, which you know. Remember how simple life was when you were a little tiny child? Well, you were close. At that time, you were very close to that heavenly estate when you were a little child, but you fell away from it. You became angry and upset. And emotions began to cloud your perception, and you fell away from your intuition and what you knew in your heart. You fell away from it, and you were enticed by the world. Enticed by other kids, because you were surrounded by wall-to-wall tees, and there was disorder. See, a lot of people now come from homes that aren't so good, and the kids are put into chaotic environments. And in the chaotic environment, see, then there's a lot of tees and cruelty. And so you were enticed to resent other people and to hate them. And then you were also enticed by foolishness that is held up as being good. The most shallow pursuits are held up as being important and are rewarded. And the important things fall by the wayside. And so you were enticed in that regard. And then through resenting your parents and other people, your father for failing you, you know, your mom for being a nag or whatever, and other people for being cruel, for being phony, for being hypocrites, for not providing this safe place. See, well, through all of your resentments and your angers and your hatreds, then the world began to come into you. But what came into you was not only the world to which you became subject, but also that you became subject to the principality that stands behind the chaos, behind the cruelty, behind the tees, behind the disorder. See, and it is intelligent, and it's very clever. So you fell for all of that, and then you began to know disorder, and you began to know conflict with what you had once been close to when you were a little child. Well, you thought that you possibly could restore order in yourself through some discipline of study or through sports. Or you thought you could do it by making money, putting up a protective shell around you, acting cool, or being smarter than others, or stronger than others, or work out more than others, or something like that, you thought, see? Or perhaps by escape, moving to another city or another state or something. Or you thought you could escape by getting married, escape from your home, unhappy home life, by going off and getting married. See, but then you began to seek perhaps escape in drugs, in food and pleasure and in music and entertainment and marijuana. But then you found out that The same principality that had created the chaos in the first place and the disorder and the cruelty and the tease, that same principality was now there with the pleasures and the entertainment and so on. And so you remain subject to it. So how can you be set free? Well, there is such a thing as redemption. There is such a thing as being set free. But again, it's at the hand of God, not at the hand of man. So you have to cry out to your Creator. Don't cry out to a middleman. Don't cry out to someone, no matter how clever they are, or how learned they seem, or how pretty of robes they have on. Cry out to your Creator. You know, you really ought to try the meditation. If you like this program, if it's like a breath of fresh air, if you hear something here that you've always yearned to hear, well, then the next step would be to get the meditation. Because it's so simple, but so important, because most people are lost between their ears. Most people are lost in worries, doubts, and fears, and all kinds of emotions, and upsets, and worries. And so, be nice to come out of that. Come back to the present where the birds are singing. So, go to SheddingShackles.com and look for the free meditation. Could do you a world of good. I certainly hope you'll avail yourself of the resources that I have. I have many videos, and I've written a lot of books. You can preview them free at Amazon. And I do hope you'll listen to the program again. I'm on every Sunday morning, but you can listen anytime 24/7 at the radio archives at SheddingShackles.com. Also, please remember the program is, I do buy this airtime. And so if someone helped me to buy the airtime to help keep me on this station, that would be very, very, very nice. Until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Shedding Shackles with your host, Roland Trujillo. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.sheddingshackles.com. You'll find lots of free, helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is SheddingShackles.com. Please remember that Shedding Shackles is listener-supported. Thank you.